Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show on the True Talk Radio Network. Get in on the conversation. Call 1-877-669-1292.
And I'm Howie Silbiger. Welcome to the Howie Silbiger Show, right here on the True Talk Radio Network. I do appreciate you being here. I'm happy to be here with you. And this is a terrible day. It is October 7th, exactly 1 year after Hamas, genocidal terrorists, decided to attack Israel in a genocidal attack, trying to kill as many Jews as possible. Killed over 1,200 people and took hostages, some who are still in Gaza. It is 1 year since the world showed us how much Jews are hated around the world. It's 1 year since Hamas supporters have been allowed, and actually, I would say even cheered on, how Hamas supporters have been allowed and have been cheered on in calling for the death of Jews in cities around the world. Today, just today, around the world, Hamas supporters stood in the streets celebrating the murder of Israelis, celebrating the murder of Jews, the indiscriminate killing of Jews, and they stood freely in the streets, yelling and waving Hezbollah and Hamas flags and celebrating the death of Jews publicly. The last time that ever happened was in Europe in the 1930s and 40s, where the public celebration of Jews was accepted by governments. But apparently, Jewish life is cheap. And the acceptance of the murder of Jews by general population and by governments alike is palatable. It's ironic that the police departments of many different cities are touting their protection of Jews, their protection, their increased security around Jewish institutions, and their protection of Jews, and allow these genocidal maniacs who are supporting a genocide, who are celebrating a genocide of Jews, or an attempted genocide of Jews, the massacre of full populations, full towns. At the same time that they're saying they're protecting the Jews, they're allowing these people to go into the streets and call for the death of Jews. The double-sidedness of this, the double standard, is astounding. If there were groups of white supremacists going into the street and yelling for the killing of minorities, whether they be blacks or gays, the governments would be in uproar. General population would be going crazy. These people would be yanked off the street quicker than you could say what's going on. But when they stand in the street and yell for the killing of Jews, yell for globalizing the Intifada, which means, in plain English, globalizing the attack, the indiscriminate attack on innocent men, women, and children based on their religion, that seems to be okay in the world. October 7th was a waking point for the Jewish people. The Jewish people have been dormant. They've been sleeping and ignoring Jew hatred for a long time. But when an attempted genocide happens, when a massacre at the proportions that happened on October 7th happened, the Jewish community wakes up and says, hey, wait a second. If it could happen to them in southern Israel, it could happen to us anywhere in the world. Hamas's goal, it's written in their charter, it's the first or the second clause in their charter, calls for the killing of all Jews everywhere, calls for the murder of Jews wherever they live. They quote a hadith from the Quran, which states that if a Jew is running away and hides behind a rock, the rock will call out, there's a Jew behind me, come and kill it. And the Muslim will go and kill that Jew. This is the Hamas charter. And yet people in North America, people in Europe, are standing in the streets on October 7th, waving Hamas flags and celebrating the murder of Jews a year ago today. People in Montreal, in Canada, are destroying university property. They destroyed McGill property again. They bashed up some buildings while waving Hezbollah and Hamas flags and celebrating the murder of Jews and a continuous attack on Israel. It's unfathomable that this is happening. It's unfathomable that this is allowed to happen. It's unfathomable that the police have not stopped this. It's unfathomable that there's been no mass condemnation. It's unfathomable that the general population hasn't gotten up and started screaming, "Hey, wait a second. We stand with our Jewish brethren." It's completely unfathomable that this is happening. Yet it is. I asked a question before on the show, and I'll ask it again. How could any Jew in their right mind walk into a supermarket and stand behind or in front of somebody that they know may have been in the street yelling for their murder? We ask, and we've asked for years, how did Hitler convince an entire population to turn on the Jewish people and to see them as the enemy and want to kill them? We're seeing the answer play out in real time around the world. We're seeing the lies and the propaganda being spread by the media. We're seeing the lies and the propaganda being spread by the Jew haters and the genocidal maniacs that want to kill Jews. And we see how the world buys it and picks it up and eats it up and swallows it, because the underlying hatred of Jews has always been there. It's not a new phenomenon. Jews have never been loved around the world. And we see how our neighbors and our friends and the people we thought were friends, the people we thought were allies, have suddenly embraced this idea that the Jewish people as a whole are evil. And it's okay to stand in the street and yell, "Kill the Jew." But a year ago, just before October 7th at the Sydney Opera House, there was a mass rally where they yelled, "Gas the Jews." After October 7th, the denial of October 7th. And yeah, it's true. It's unbelievable. And you think that this can't be true. This can't possibly be true. But there are people out there who denied that 9/11 happened, that's for sure. But they denied that October 7th happened. Even though Hamas murderers, the genocidal maniacs that came over the border to kill Jews, even though they live-streamed it on social media, they live-streamed their murders on social media, they live-streamed the torture and the beheadings and the rapes and the burning of families alive were live-streamed on social media by Hamas itself. Yet there are still people out there denying it happened. Are we supposed to sit back as Jews and just accept our fate? Is that really what Jews are supposed to be doing now in North America and across Europe? Are we supposed to be like French Jews, where if they want to go outside, if they just want to go into their backyard, they have to take off every identifying symbol of Judaism? They have to remove their whatever they're wearing that makes them look like a Jew? Is that how we want to live? Is that how we should be living? We hear a lot of talk about diversity and acceptance and living together and accepting everybody for their differences. We hear a lot of talk about that in the media. We hear a lot of talk about that on university campuses. And that applies to everybody except for the Jew. Jews can never be a victim because they always have to be the villain. And that's where we've gotten, that Jews are always the villain. And don't tell me that I love Jews and I hate Israelis, or Zionists are Nazis, but I love the Jewish people. It doesn't work. It can't work. Not all Jews are Zionists, that's true. And not all Jews support the concept of Zionism, that's very true too. But we all know, we all see through the facade. We all see through the frosted glass that those who say, "I hate Zionism and Zionists should die," are actually referring to Jews. How do we know this? Well, quite simply, it's a simple fact that when they go out to protest, they don't protest in front of the Israeli consulate. They don't attack Israeli ballet troops that come to perform in North America. They stand in front of a synagogue. They stand in front of a school. They attack Jewish children on their way to school. They attack men, women, and children on their way to synagogue. they hassle and try to intimidate people in Jewish neighborhoods. They stand on overpasses leading to Jewish neighborhoods. Why are they doing that? Why would you stand on an overpass leading to a Jewish neighborhood if your beef is with Zionism and Israel and not with the Jewish people? Why would you attack a synagogue, desecrate a synagogue, break the windows, attack people in a synagogue, if your goal is simply to delegitimize the state of Israel? How is attacking a synagogue delegitimizing the state of Israel? It's not. Because the goal is not to delegitimize the state of Israel. The goal is to attack Jews anywhere they are, to intimidate the Jewish people. The goal is not anti-Zionism. That's not what it is. Let's not be fools. Let's not believe fallacies and lies. That's not what it is. It's Jew hatred. Clear and simple Jew hatred. That's what it is, and that's what it has been, and that's what it will always be. And you can mask it any way you want, and you can put on any decoration you want onto the fact that it is Jew hatred. And Jew hatred is the hardest thing to fight. It's been around for centuries. How do you fight it? How do you try to convince nations who hate Jews to love Jews? How do you do that? It's virtually impossible. And so what happens to Jewish communities who live in the diaspora? They're stuck. And so what they're doing now is they're spending billions of dollars across North America and across Europe to install heavy security into their Jewish buildings. To have 15 security guards standing in front of a building, to have armed guards standing in front of buildings in France and in England. Why are Jewish synagogues at such risk? If it's anti-Zionism, if it's Zionists that they hate, why are Jewish synagogues at such risk? It doesn't make any sense. Think about it for a second. If it's Zionism, shouldn't the Israeli consulate be the one that, or the Israeli embassy be the one that's being attacked all the time? Wouldn't that make more sense? The ambassador, the consul general? Not that I'm saying people should go and attack them, but wouldn't that make more sense? But it's synagogues. Places of worship. Why could churches leave their doors unlocked 24 hours a day and allow anybody to come in and pray? And synagogues can't do the same. Why do synagogues have to have security guards standing at the front door and people being patted down and questioned before going into a synagogue? But you can walk into a mosque and pray. Houses of worship used to be off limits. They used to be houses of God. And when you have a house of God, you don't attack a house of God. There used to be that kind of respect for houses of worship. If you have a political beef with a country, take it up with the country. What do people praying have to do with the country? And that applies to almost every situation except for Jews. When we talk about Jews and we talk about Israel, every single Jew is a representative of Israel. Whether they want to be or not. It's quite frightening, if you ask me. The people who broke into Israel on October 7th, 2023, a year ago today, did not come into Israel to liberate Palestine. That wasn't their goal. They did not come into Israel to stop the oppression of the Palestinian people. That wasn't their goal. They didn't come in to conquer land. That definitely wasn't their goal. By their own admission, the ones who were captured, their own admission, they broke into Israel on October 7th, 2023, to kill as many Jews as possible. The Jews they killed, the Israelis they killed, the towns they attacked, were towns that were promoting peace between Gaza and Israel. They were towns where people were shuttling sick Gazans from the border of Gaza to hospitals in Israel. They were towns that were growing fruits and vegetables exclusively to give to the poor of Gaza. They were towns that cared about the Arab population of Gaza. They were towns that wanted peace. The Nova Peace Festival, the music festival that they attacked, was a festival of young people who were celebrating and dancing, promoting peace, promoting reconciliation, promoting unity between Jews and the Arabs of Gaza. So it wasn't that they were attacking the enemy. They were attacking their friends. And it wasn't that they were attacking starch Zionists that wanted to throw every Arab out of Israel. Not that that's what Zionists want, but you know, if that's the impression. There was no kind of people either. They were attacking the people who were trying to help them. So one has to wonder, why would they do that? Why would somebody go and attack a group of people, a town of people who want to help you, who have been helping you for years, for decades? The only answer is because they were Jewish. And the goal was to kill as many Jews as possible. And these were the closest towns to Gaza, so take out the town. Murder the Jews in that town. It's undeniably diabolical when you think about it. But even more diabolical is how the media helped the propaganda machine of the genocidal murderers. Even more diabolical is how the media twisted the narrative from Israel being the victim to Israel being the aggressor. That's even more diabolical than all the rest of it. That somehow a country that was attacked, indiscriminately attacked, that over almost 2,000 of their residents were murdered and hundreds were taken hostage. Suddenly, that country became the bad guy. If this was any other country in the world, if Mexico decided to attack Texas and take Texan hostages, the United States would have flattened Mexico and the world would not have said a word. But here we have a country where hostages were taken, thousands of people were killed, and they went into Gaza to go and collect their people to try to save their hostages, and they became the bad guy. Imagine that. And the only reason that happened is because they were Jewish. Period, point blank, there's no other reason that that happened. It is simple Jew hatred. And it's simple Jew hatred that is perpetrated by the enemy meaning the genocidal maniacs who want to go and kill Jews. Simple Jew hatred perpetrated by the media who picked up the narrative and ran with it and played that narrative over and over and over again to try to convince the world that the Jews were the enemy. It is simple Jew hatred that fuels the governments that are allowing Jew haters to stand in the street and yell for the murder and the massacre of Jews. And it will be simple Jew hatred when the next step happens and Jews start being killed. So far, not too many Jews have been killed in North America, in Europe a little more than North America, but it's coming. It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. The more complacent and the more quiet that governments are going to be when people are yelling, murder the Jews, the more rash these people are going to become. The more daring they're going to become. And so what's going to happen next? Their rallies, their protests are going to get more radical. And more radical means more violent. We saw it happen before. We're going to see it happen again. And they're going to get violent. They're going to start burning down cities. And we're going to have a repeat of the Black Lives Matter riots we had a few years ago because it's the same people. The funny part of the whole thing is that the propaganda is the propaganda and making Israel the bad guy is happening, and that's the media that's fueling that. But the funny part about it is that the people who are protesting don't really even care about the cause they're protesting for. They don't even know about the cause. They're totally clueless as to any of the history of the Middle East. The people protesting are the same people who protested in Black Lives Matter, the same people who protested in Occupy Wall Street. It's the same socialist groups and anarchists that just grab anything and run with it. They grab an ideology and run with it. And so these are the people who are protesting. These are the people who are rioting. These are the people who are getting violent. These are the people who are calling for the death of Jews. They don't even mean it. They're just trying to promote their cause, which is the destruction of Western society. So when you destabilize Western society by starting a race war, and this is, by the way, the Turner Diaries laid this out. This is the white supremacist handbook. Turner Diaries, which is the white supremacist Bible, laid out the whole thing about starting a race war and having the races fight each other and then coming up the middle and the white man takes over. It's the same tactic. They're playing they're playing the handbook of the white supremacists, trying to start a race war, Jews versus the Muslims. So the Jews will be fighting the Muslims, the Muslims will be fighting the Jews. The whites will start fighting with the blacks, and then the whites will win. That's how the handbook plays itself out. That's how the Turner Diaries plays itself out. Don't believe me? Read the book. We have to start defending ourselves. We have to start defending our neighbors. We can't sit idly by and allow this to happen. When you have a huge rally of pro-Hamas supporters yelling, kill the Jews, on October 7th in downtown major city, you have a huge problem. Where are the masses of people saying, kill the arrested people who are yelling to kill the Jews? Where are the masses of people saying, we stand with the Jewish people? Where are the community leaders getting up and saying, hey, you don't speak on behalf of us? They're non-existent. There are no community leaders standing up and saying, we stand with the Jews. There are no community leaders standing up and saying, we don't support this. When was the last time you heard a Muslim community leader get up and say, we don't support this, this chanting, we don't support this? It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for various reasons. The main reason being nobody wants to die, and anybody who stands up against these people ends up dead. It's time for people to stand up. It's time to be counted. Now more than ever. Before it gets out of hand, before Jews start to die. It's time to stand up. It's time to say, not in my name. I'm not going to accept this. You shouldn't either. Put your voice forward. Put your name forward. Stand up. Be heard. It's your responsibility as a human being. It's your responsibility as a sane human being. It's your responsibility as a world citizen. Stand up and be heard. Howie Silberger, this is the Howie Silberger Show right here on the True Talk Radio Network. We'll be back again probably tomorrow night right here on TrueTalkRadio.com. Feel free to send me an email, Howie@TrueTalkRadio.com. All my information is on the screen if you're watching. If not, Howie@TrueTalkRadio.com. Don't forget to like the Howie Silberger Show page on Facebook. And, of course, you can find me on YouTube at Howie Silberger. Until tomorrow, I want to bid you a good night. And I hope that you heed my call. I hope that you listen to my words. And I hope that you stand up, be counted, be one of the heroes. Stand up against hatred.